There is no realm in samsara where we have not taken birth, no samsaric pleasures we have not enjoyed, and no form of life we have not known over our countless stream of previous lives. Yet even now, as humans, most of us are like blind animals, unable to discern the patterns of life unfolding within us, leaving spiritual aims behind and chasing only the biological and emotional needs of the senses. Totally unaware of the spiritual methods that produce everlasting joy, we admire the ignoble and have distaste for the noble. Rather than giving ourselves to vain and negative pursuits, we should take note of the words of Kuntang Rinpoche. Having found a rare and precious human rebirth, guard it with the stick of mindfulness. Stretch to the realm of liberation. At this time, we should take advantage of the opportunity and engage in spiritual methods. If we do not practice now, while we have an incarnation most suitable to the attainment of enlightenment, what hope do we have for progress in the future? Unlike animals, we human beings are capable of engaging in the highest meditations and of attaining enlightenment in one lifetime. Human life is something rare and precious, but it is also quite impermanent. Even as we sit here, it is undergoing continual change. If we look around us and ask ourselves how many of our friends and acquaintances have died over the last year, the ever-present reality of our impermanent nature becomes obvious. An aspect of death that most terrifies many beings is that suddenly one is totally alone and unsupported by anything but one's spiritual knowledge. When this is strong, one is able to deal effectively with every circumstance that death brings. But when it is weak, one must enter the dangerous path of the bardo empty-handed. Then one's heart will fill with regret, and one will realize the error of not having pursued deeper goals.